From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
I'm so sorry, Tazzy. Oh. My finger slipped and went all the way to the top of the volume on the podcast intro opener.
So. I don't have eardrums anymore. It was so loud in my ears, but hopefully it's regular volume for you. G'day. Welcome to the Ellie and Taz podcast. Great show, the Sabi. Again, yet again.
Yeah, I feel like maybe not you. I was like super loose today. I'm walking on a cloud today. We had some good news earlier today, and so now I'm just bloody loving
it with everybody. What was the good
news? Are we allowed
news?
To tell people, do you think?
Why not?
You think?
Yeah, go on. You are so excited. You want to tell someone. I'll steal it if you don't say it.
We're going to Bali.
We're going to Bali!
I don't know. Are we allowed to? Oh, okay. We've told people now. Oh, well, no one listens to this. It's fine. just kidding. Thank you for listening. If you are listening, we appreciate you. Yeah, a little work trip coming up later this year, and I'm a Bali gal.
You've been before. I've never been. You're taking my Bali virginity.
I know. I'm so excited to see
you. My BVs.
I'm so excited to see it through your eyes for the first time.
Where are we going? What's the island
Nusa
called?
Dua.
Okay, I've never heard of
from
it
from Nusa to Nusa Dua. Oh, God, there's a radio promo in that, isn't there?
It sure is. Hopefully we can take some listeners with us. I'd love that.
Oh, I don't think they'll let us do that, but we can try.
Hey, everything's possible at this point.
So true.
Yeah.
Still ages away.
Yeah, it sure is.
Mama needs a little island vacay.
Hey, today on the show, we are testing out cup and string phones. I didn't believe the technology could work. However, we were pleasantly surprised.
Oh, well, it turns out we are inventors. Mm. So have a listen to how that went down.
Well, we're really good at inventing things that already exist.
Yeah, true. We probably need to come up with another word for that. Builders?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's call it inventors.
All right. Enjoy the podcast. You'll see how it all goes.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now, it's normally time for the weather, but we are getting a call right now. Mick from Sippy Downs, what's going on, mate?
Mate, look, I just want to get a live cross to the Bureau of Meteorology to see what's happening outside.
Speaking, yep, how can I help you?
Yeah, look, I just want to get an update on what's the forecast for the next couple of days?
Thank you so much for asking, Mick. I'm really glad that you have reached out
this is a setup.
Myself at the Bureau.
This is a setup.
Look, it was originally saying that tomorrow was going to be quite a rainy day. It will be a little bit rainy, but just a shower or two. So, you know, you might get drizzled on, but you shouldn't get swept away.
Look, I always like to cross to the experts, Ellie. I don't trust anybody else. Come on.
Mick.
No experts here, Mick. I've looked around. I'll have a quick look, but I don't think I can find any experts.
You take that back, Tarrant.
Oi.
I am as meteorological as they get.
Write that down.
And I only just learned how to say that word.
Oh, dear.
Oh, thanks, Mick. You honestly, I don't do my weathers for me. I do them for you.
I look forward to it every day.
Live across the sunny coast.
Hope your teacher is lovely for you.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I don't do my weathers for me. I do them for you. Ugh.
I'm
threw up a little bit.
Cloud nine after that.
God.
It's just like, you know how you do a job day in, day out, and you don't often get praised for it. So for Mick to call and request
you don't often get praised is ludicrous. Like, you walk from here to the kitchen, three people will compliment you. It is crazy the amount of compliments you get on a daily.
That is not true.
Men get complimented once a month and we will live off that.
I give you compliments on your outfits.
Not this week.
Yesterday I did. You were business Taz yesterday.
I was business Taz yesterday. Anyway, coming up on the show, we are going to be letting you know how we're going on our cup and string phone theory. We are boldly pioneering into the phone space, hoping to develop something that can rival the iPhone with this.
Look out.
It costs us $1.50.
Yeah,
so
the cheapest phone you can get. We'll test it for the first time next.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We're trying to wind back the clock at the moment, going back to where it all began phone-wise. We're on our phones too much, so we thought, why not develop some sort of technology that isn't technology, a cup and string phone?
Yeah.
But does it actually work?
Well, this is the thing, right? You've developed text neck, which is an ailment from looking down at your phone too much.
Yes.
I put a limitation on my Facebook and Instagram apps and I'm going through it by 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I picked you up and you went, oh, I'm already out of my time.
Yeah, we need to just shake it up.
Yeah.
And take it back to the good old days. So the cup and string phone. You suggested that as a good way to, you know, get in touch with our roots, our pre-technology roots.
Yes. Ancestors, as it were.
We did a bit of planning this morning about how we were going to go about it.
Mm.
We made a couple of trips here and there and we performed our first beta test. Are we ready to hear how it went down?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Let's do it.
Tazza, you and I have been to Bunnings, we've been to Woolies, we've got the stuff we need to construct our cup and string phone.
Yeah, we have. We don't even know if this sort of technology works. Have we bought the right tins? You know, that's a question. We've got spaghetti tins here, twine, which is bright green. What could possibly go wrong?
Okay, our first test of the cup and string phone. We're doing in the office. What would we say? About 8 metres?
Yeah, it's about 8 metres long. I think this is one up from smoke signals, isn't it? Smoke signals first, then it goes cup and string phone.
The future's at our feet if we can nail this.
How far can we take a message? Let's start with 8 metres and we'll go from here.
Mm. I'm Before scared. Long, we're going to be bloody building our own iPhones, I reckon.
Steve Jobs, we're coming to all the jobs. All right, we're starting around 8 metres. Will this technology work? I don't think so.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
I could hear that clear as day. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers, Peter Piper picked.
No, I didn't say all that. But yeah, the first line, this works.
This
works.
This works, he just said.
That's right.
Well, Taz, honestly, I want you to grab your right hand right now.
Yes.
Pop it over your shoulder.
Yes.
And give yourself a big old pat on the back. Because we just absolutely nailed our first beta test.
8 metres we conveyed a message. Can we triple it tomorrow? Can we go 25 metres tomorrow?
It's a big call, but I'm saying yes.
I think we take it to the roof.
Yep.
Tomorrow we see if we can go 25 metres. And then, so we're in the Kentucky building in Maroochydore. That's where the C Studios are. And we look out upon the water and the new Emporio buildings and stuff that are out there. Mm-hmm. There's a bridge that goes over the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be about 50, 60, 70 metres long.
Mm-hmm.
Do we try for that by the end of the week?
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely.
Big.
We're going to forget that. We'll get it over to Old Woman Island by the end of it. I'm thinking ship to shore call from Old Woman Island
New
via
Zealand.
Cup and string phone.
New Zealand, we're coming for you. International phone calls. That's what's next.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We had a good Tuesday. If you were listening about 15 minutes ago, you would have heard we tested out our first beta test of our cup and string phone.
8 metres. Mm. We're going to go bigger, though. By the end of the week, we hope to cross the water that's across the road from the C building here in Maroochydore. But we did come across some absolute bargains when we were putting that together.
Well, this is the thing, Tazzy. Like, you'd think that the biggest win of the day was making the cup and string phone be successful.
If that's our biggest win of the day, we need some help.
I don't know. Our jobs are pretty stupid.
Yeah, fair.
But you're right. The bigger win came when we went shopping for the goods and services we needed.
2024, there's not much you can get with a dollar.
There's
a saying around that, isn't there? You can't really buy much with a dollar anymore. But we managed to pick up almost all of the items for less than a buck.
It blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing. In my mind heading before today, I thought you couldn't buy anything in the world, maybe apart from a packet of sauce or a soy sauce. For less than a dollar.
Remember when you were a kid and you'd go to like little corner stores and they would have lollies and you used to be able to like pick the lollies for like 5 cents each or whatever and you could put together a bag of lollies and it would cost you $1.50, but you'd have a whole bag that would last you about 5 minutes. But it would hopefully, according to your parents, last you all afternoon and they used to be 5 cents each.
Yeah. Oh, 5 cent red frogs. Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
The best.
Can't get those for that sort of coin anymore.
No.
However, we did find things less than a dollar. So we needed washers. They go inside the cups in our cup and string phone. They were 32 cents each.
Boom. We will take that. In fact, we'll take a few of those because that is cheap as chips.
Yeah.
Then we went to Woolies, looked for the cheapest canned item we could to make the end of our cup and string phone with.
Yeah, we need the cups.
Tin spaghetti, 65 cents, baby.
Less than a buck. So we're asking this afternoon, 545-11919. Saving tips in 2024. Mm. What can you buy with less than a buck nowadays?
I'm going to make a black book of these and live off it because Mama needs to save up a house deposit. Hello, Ava.
Hello.
Have you got something that you know of that costs less than a dollar?
Yeah, a packet of Zappos, like one packet of Zappos.
Oh, how much do they set you back these days?
90 cents.
90 cents.
That's squeaking good value. Under a dollar.
Because you get about 6 Zappos in a packet, right?
Yeah.
That's like 15 cents a Zappo.
Yeah, that was 50 cents in our day, though. Think of the savings. We could have got twice as many Zappos.
Ava, have you ever had a red frog?
Yeah.
Did you know that when I was growing up, a red frog only cost you 5 cents?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time to be alive, Ava. Back in
you could buy things for 5 cents back in the day. Now, a 5 cent coin's useless, isn't
it? Oh, no. You chuck. If you, yeah. Would you stop to pick up a 5 cent coin?
No.
Not neither.
I don't see them anymore.
Too rich to care.
That's right. Now that I'm on the big dollars.
I get excited because often like the fruit and veg place will have a sign out the front being like, pineapples, 98 cents per kilo.
Yep.
But then you go and get it and the pineapple weighs more than a kilo. So you're not under the dollar.
No, I fell for that once when I was a kid. I didn't really understand how those prices worked.
Yeah.
And I got given some money. Actually, I didn't get given some money. I just had to buy it with my own money. Buy a pumpkin to carve.
Mm.
And it said something like, you know, $10 or $30 or whatever it was, a kilo. And I went, oh, great. No problem. I'll spend 10 bucks on a pumpkin. Grabbed the biggest pumpkin I could, scanned it, and it was like $45. I was about 11 or 12 at this point. I didn't understand how a $10 on the sign ended up $45 at the register.
Yeah, sneaky.
Mm.
They'll get you.
Yeah.
We did find, however, tin spaghetti this morning, 65 cents at Woolies. A washer from Bunnings, 32 cents.
Yeah, hell of a lot of Bunnings stuff, less than a buck, especially if you buy individually.
Yeah.
The boxes not, but yeah, buy individual screws. A few cents.
Great. So 545-11919 if you want to get involved and you know of something you can get for less than a dollar. Hello, Deborah from Currumundi.
Hello, Eleanor.
Hello, how are you?
You feel like full naming everyone today, aren't you?
I know. I said earlier when I said Tarrant.
Tarrant.
I know. Ugh. I said, why don't I call you Tarrant on air more often? I really should.
It sounds terrible. That's why. Aaron Trent, what is that name? What is it? Hey, Deb, we're talking about things less than a buck this afternoon. Deb, you got a story for us?
I do. Well, just listening to you guys earlier talking about how you could get your red frogs for 5 cents and your lollies from the corner shop. Well, when I was a kid, because I'm just a little bit older than you guys, lollies were 1 cent each. So I could literally go to the corner store with 5 cents and buy five lollies. Or there was actually 1 cent coin, so I could buy one lolly if I wanted to. My general amount was 20 cents. Like, mum would give me 20 cents to get lollies, and, you know, that would make me happy. One time I got 50 cents worth of lollies and made myself sick.
Deb, how far back are we talking? Was this coins or was it still just trading rocks and shells at this point?
Tarrant, how dare you? I'm so sorry about you, Deb.
Love you, Deborah.
Thank you, Tarrant and Eleanor, for having me today.
Oh, gosh. What have I started?
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
We're taking your calls, 545-11919. What's that little thing that you do that annoys your partner, or are you the other person that gets annoyed at your partner's little annoying thing? Because I woke up this morning early, just before the alarm, and I had about 10 minutes there. I lay in bed, and me and my fiance were lying there, and then the alarm went off.
Mm-hmm.
She snoozed the alarm, and we just lay there.
Aw, cute. And then, cuddling?
A little bit. She sort of rolls away and then like dies overnight, like doesn't even move. She'll just lie there for 8 hours and then she'll wake up and be like, oh, I'm in the same position I was. I was like, well, that would be nice if I could do that. Anyway, back to my story. So the first words that were shared between us was this quote. Can you please stop blinking? Your eyelashes are making too much of a sound on the pillow.
Oh, I get that. Yeah, like, okay, let me see if I can do it on my microphone because there's like the wipe sound effect. Ready?
Yeah. We can't hear that. But it's like a...
Yeah, it's like an Eskimo kissing. But.
And when it's... The room's silent, neither of you have spoken yet.
Mm.
And then she rolls over and just has the audacity not to say, oh, I love you or anything. Stop blinking. Your eyelashes are making noise against the pillow. Now, if we needed... No guy is complaining about that noise. I don't think we can hear that.
Oh.
I think she must have super hearing. That's it.
I totally get that.
It must be a girl thing.
Yeah.
It's
a scraping sound and it's consistent and it's annoying. My partner gets annoyed at me.
Yes.
For making noises, except the other night I just let out a little whistle because I had a tune in my head. Like a... And he's like, Ellie, I love you. but I hate it when you whistle so much.
At least he prefaced it with, like, I love you first.
It pierces into my brain when you whistle. Okay. Calm your farm. Ariana's in Bly Bly. Hey, Ariana.
Hello.
Are you the annoying one in your relationship or is it your partner?
Well, look, I'm sure I've got my quirks, but it's definitely my partner.
Good ownership.
Here we go. What do they do?
Look, I think he has probably the most annoying thing that he does. He likes to sing in gibberish repetitiously.
I get that.
So he'll be like doing something and he'll just make up words and then repeat the same phrase 50 times.
Can you give us an impression, Ari?
Well, yeah, he likes to go out of pitch on purpose. So he goes like, ha, ya, ya. Like, and he'll just make up words in other languages that mean nothing and just sing it over and over.
I feel like he's putting on a show for you. I think that's good gear.
I'd leave him.
Well, now he's got my six-year-old copying him, so they both do it.
Oh, cute. They got a little choir. That's beautiful.
I know. And I've got a four-year-old, and he's on my side, so we both just stare at them like, oh, my God.
Would you prefer for your partner to be a loud blinker like Taz or a gibberish singer?
I find the gibber singing really funny until about the 20th time. Yeah. And I'm like,
oh. That's fair. Lauren, are you the annoying one in your relationship or is it your partner?
That would be me.
Ah, good. I love a self-nomination. What do you do, Lars?
How do I call this delicately? I have a tendency to, whenever he's bending over, doing the hufflewaddy. And I do it so frequently that a couple of weeks ago, my three-year-old watched it in live action and now she does it to him too. And I can't undo it and I don't know how to undo it.
excuse the pun, but you're too deep, Loz. You're too deep into it now. You just got to keep going.
How does your partner feel about it? Like, how...
He
how...
hates it.
Rightfully so.
He walks with his back against the wall most days.
Mine does it to me with a wet willy. He loves sticking a finger in my ear. And I hate it so much. So I get it, Lauren.
What does he do with his finger, though?
Okay.
All right. Sorry. I brought it there. Let's go to Palmview. We've got Blanche in Palmview waiting on hold very patiently. G'day, Blanche.
Hello, how you guys going?
Good, Blanche. Is it you or your partner who's annoying in your relationship?
Oh, it's definitely me.
What do you do?
I'm a blanket stealer, so I roll it into a big cocoon and steal all the blankets.
How much time we got? Because I could rant as long as we need to about this. We need blanket control in the bedroom. Thank you very much. Blanche, do you end up rolled up like a burrito by the end of the night?
Yeah, and then I like to have one foot hanging out as well.
Yeah, temperature control. That's fair. You guys should embrace the Scandinavian method. In Scandinavia, they have a doona each and then they overlap them. Yeah, like so two single doonas in a double bed. Game changer.
Blanche, have you got a spare one at home that you could try that out for us?
Yeah, maybe.
She doesn't need it. She's the one who gets all the covers.
I was going to say, I'd love to hear Blanche's partner's side of the story if we tried that Scandinavian tactic. Thank you, Blanche. Love the story.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks, Blanche. And finally, Jack in Pack Paradise. Are you an annoying person in your relationship?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so many self-nominations. This is great. Yeah. What do you do?
Straight up, no dramas whatsoever. I love it.
What is it that you do?
I love to dance in random public places.
Great. Oh, you sound like a fun person to be married
to. Yeah, this isn't a problem, Jack, but what's the most annoying dance or the place that you've done it in?
Well, I only have one dance, and basically it's locking the right leg in, it's bopping the left knee, and then I tend to point to the sky and pull serious little faces. And then I'll switch to the other side and do exactly the same. And the beauty of having six children as well is that they all tend to... the thing I love to do, I love to do it when we go into Kmart and places like that. So basically, I wait till the family's sort of coming around the aisle, and then I'll go down to the end of the aisle, and they'll walk up and hear me at the end of the aisle going... with a bit of a John Travolta sort of a theme going, and then the missus grabs the kids and runs off, and as soon as she gets to the next aisle, I'm there again.
It's a bit of a, I'm imagining, Jack, it's like one of the extras from the Grease Lightning dance.
Yeah, oh, mate, the T-Birds, mate. That's me, straight up. All I need is a leather jacket and I'd be absolutely sensational.
You painted quite a picture.
Oh, Grease Lightning.
You should see my three-year-old copy it and go, oh, Mummy, Daddy dance, and she just picks her up and runs off.
You got your own flash mob, Jack. Yes. I love it. Get the kids involved and you could just crack it out as a whole group thing. I love the call. Thank you, Jack.
No worries, mate. Life's too short not to have fun.
Absolutely.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
We are Ellie and Taz. You feel good, drive home. And look, often on this show...
Did you know I featured on that song?
Did you?
Mm, it's by Tones and I.
Do you have kids? Because that was such a dad joke.
Continue. Don't let it sit, all right? Let's just move on.
Now, often on this show, this probably leads in well to what I'm about to say, we'll bring you, like, useful information, you know, like Rosanna Natoli's in the lead for mayor,
yep.
And, like, there's a new bridge being built to connect Sippy Downs and Budrum.
Yeah.
You know, local issues. This is not one of those times. This is one of the
times. This
tones.
Is more Tones and I gear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I need your help, Sunny Coast. And so I'm taking advantage of my position.
Yeah. It's the daily abuse of power that you get from three to six.
Exactly. I'm working on my side hustle at the moment.
No. What's your side hustle?
Ellie Chaney, MC and hosting services.
It's not weather reports, I can tell you that much.
It's not weather reports. No, that's my 9 to 5, mate. That's what brings in the bread. But no, I want to
MC and what?
Hosting services.
Okay.
So I'm going to be like a talking head for people's videos if they need me to present and, you know, host live events and stuff. So I'm trying to get a website up and running.
Okay. Yes.
Which turns out way bigger job than I thought. I came in on the weekend to work on it.
Company time? Did you put in a timesheet for it?
No, that's the thing. I know. This is my side hustle. It's not my 9 to 5 task. Come on, get that right. Anyway, so I thought I'd bring to the table and spitball some ideas with you.
www.espressomartinilover.com.au. What do you think?
Well, I'm hoping I can just have www.elliechaney.com. Don't steal that domain if you're listening right now, you dirty dogs.
Yeah, hackers, Russian hackers, if you're listening, get onto it right now. She will pay top dollar if you can get it first.
But the part I'm having trouble with is I'm going to have a contact me page on there.
Yes.
For all my booking inquiries, obviously.
Ellie@elliechaney.com.
That's what I need help with.
Mm-hmm.
What do I go with? If it's at elliechaney.com,
yes.
Do I go with like management? @elliechaney.com.
No.
Or do I?
You're not management. Also, you can't give yourself employee of the month.
I absolutely
You don't
will.
Win it here. I don't want you giving it. You're going to be the only employee in your business. I don't want you giving yourself employee of the month.
Think of the tax write-offs I have when I just take myself out for lunch. Honestly, I don't know why I didn't launch this business earlier. So you don't think I should go with management? What about inquiries@elliechaney.com?
Admin.
Admin.
Mm.
That does make it look like I've got a big team behind me. Well, when I was talking to my partner, Dan,
about it.
What
about Taz at?
Well, that's very
confusing.
Forward
them all through my email and I will then pass through the ones that I think you should deal
No,
with.
That's very confusing, okay. Taz. Okay.
Sorry.
If I was going to do that, I'd put management and then you can be my manager. Yeah. But my partner, Dan, is very good at business stuff. So I asked him and his thoughts were hello. Oh,
that's even worse. You don't work at Google. Google can get away with hello at. What are you asking? Because you've said that you need the Sunny Coast's help.
Well, what
you're not.
Can
this
I do?
Is so vain of just watching my domain name be. That's terrible. I'm not letting that be the question. Come up with something better.
No, okay.
Or if we just play another song.
If you're creating a website.
Right.
And you're using your name.
I'm not letting you do this.
What should it be?
No.
Something@elliechaney.com.
Do it yourself on your own time.
I need help. I don't want it to be hello.
Actually, you're right.
Yeah.
You do need help.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, you love this story. The Kate Middleton saga.
Oh, do you know me? I just love a conspiracy. I don't, actually. I don't believe in any conspiracy theories, which is why anytime I hear one...
Do you want to replace this music with some royal music?
Oh, okay. Yeah, give me a sec.
If you don't like conspiracy theories, you do love a royal story. Sunny Coast, don't switch off just yet just because you're sick of the Kate stuff. Don't worry. I am too. However, there is a part of this story where if you're done with the story, you'll actually really like this. It's the blowback from the video that they've released, or not released, but that's leaked of Kate and Will.
Yeah. So background is no one had seen or heard from Kate Middleton since last year. Okay. Yep. She just disappeared off the face of the planet.
She's had surgery done. Yep. She's not supposed to be walking and carrying stuff and yada, yada. And now, finally, after that photo last week with the Photoshop scandal and yada yada, there is a video that surfaced overnight of her and Will coming out of it like a supermarket. They've done their grocery shopping. Way better. Way better. Oh.
So, I mean, firstly, I didn't think royals did grocery shopping.
Well, this is my favourite part of the story. The comments section of any social media post with this as the headline, anything like Kate spotted, all of these people don't believe that it's her. It's clearly her in the picture, but let me read some of these funny ones out. Clearly not her. Nobody cares, from Ben. Oh my God, that's literally not her. Looks nothing like her, mildly like her at best. It's clearly her. Not her. Walks different, face different.
How do people know Kate Middleton's walk?
I don't know, but apparently this person on Instagram, this keyboard warrior, does. Walks differently. Mm. Well, she's just had abdominal surgery, so she might be walking a little differently. Yeah. But I'm saying, how can this be true? She isn't allowed to carry anything post-surgery.
Oh, she's got a bloody bag of apples.
Anyone that believes this is very foolish.
Oh, call me foolish.
They do not go grocery shopping. It is a clear lookalike.
Well, that part I do agree with. I don't think they do. Just pop down to Woolies and pick up some, you know, pink ladies.
No, you couldn't have the royal trying to, grab some Tim Tams.
But you'd think that if they were, okay, let's jump on the conspiracy theory. If we are the royal family and we're like, oh, we've got to get her out there, why don't we send her to do some grocery shopping? That'll look normal.
What do regular people do?
Yeah, surely they know that that's not normal for them.
I said straight away that this isn't Kate. She's so happily walking and swaying with her hair, and I've never seen her do that before.
Happily walking
and
swaying?
Thank you, Janine.
How does one walk and sway with their hair?
I don't think this is her, because this just doesn't look right. The nose and the forehead?
Oh,
question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. And my favourite one comes from Louise.
Hi, Louise.
Walking very briskly for someone who's had major abdominal surgery and needs 6 months recovery. Eyes emoji, eyes emoji, eyes emoji.
Give Kate a break. Leave Kate alone.
Conspiracy theorists, right, do not need evidence.
No.
Even when you give them proof of something, they'll go, that's not right. Yeah. Well, why? It's just because it's not. We need more than just cause.
Obviously, Taz, it's because her hair was swaying too happily.
It was her walk.
That's the evidence we need.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.